Hi, Hope.
Hi, Dada.
Do you like Disney?
Yes.
Do you like playing Disney board games?
Yes.
Did you like playing the new Chronicles of Light game that we were playing?
Yes.
Who was your favorite character?
Violet.
Why was that?
Because she's really strong.
She's really strong?
Yeah.
Did you like her force power ability?
Yeah.
That's cool. Violet was one of my favorites, too. Hope, I have a question for you.
What?
If you could pick any Disney character to come and protect you, who would it be?
Sabrina.
Who's that?
She's a fairy that came from Pirate Fairy.
Oh, from the Tinkerbell movies?
Yeah.
Why would she be good at protecting you?
Because she can make pixie dust.
Ooh, very cool. Well, Hope, thank you for joining us today. I hope you had fun with your first time on the podcast.
Thank you.
Say bye.
Bye.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Disney lovers and warriors against the shadows. My name is Jared, and with me are my heroic friends, Faith and Joy.
Hello, Dad.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
All right, welcome to the table. We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table.
Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts, all in an attempt to give you an idea of how well it will fit for you and your table. Today, we will be looking at Chronicles of Light, Darkness Falls, Disney Edition, designed by Pam Walls, illustration created by Poppy Betha, and published by Robin Booker.
Chronicles of Light, Darkness Falls is a 1-4 player cooperative area control game. The heroic essence of Moana, Belle, Maid Marian, and Violet have been summoned into the realm of light where the dark vortex of chaos has pulled a shadow version of many Disney villains and they are looking to take over the land. Players must work together to complete quests, defeat shadows, and close the vortex before darkness invades the land. Will this game and our heroes prevail? Or will it fall into darkness as shadow takes over the land? Find out as we discuss.
Well, hello, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we excited?
Yes.
Yes.
Have we enjoyed playing Chronicles of Light, Darkness Falls?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's a super fun game.
Superty duperty fun.
The amazingest game ever.
Whoa, that's pretty high praise. Did you girls get a message on the inside of your box?
Yes.
Yes.
What was on the inside?
It was the designers.
What did the designer say?
She said, I hope you enjoy the adventure, Faith, Joy, and Hope.
Aww. Mommy and Daddy got to see the designer at Gen Con, and so we made sure to get the box top signed for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, I have a question.
What?
If you needed to summon a Disney character to come protect you, who would you choose?
I would choose Violet.
Okay. Why would you choose Violet?
Because she's always ready to fight the vortex and the darkness.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised, Joy, that you chose Violet, even though my question was kind of broad to any Disney character, even outside this game. But when we first started playing this game, I knew that Violet was a character built for you because Violet had a lot of really cool protection and could turn bad things into good things. And I was like, oh, Joy's going to really like that. So that really makes a lot of sense. Faith, what about you?
I like Belle because she's like the brain worker.
Oh, very nice. That makes a lot of sense. She can strategize her way out of it.
Yeah. Like, she has, like, the book that does an ability. I forgot what it was, but she has, like, the book that does a really cool ability. And then she has all these ways to travel, but she also does all the brain work in the game.
Nice. So if we're talking about in the game, just these four characters.
We aren't. We're talking about the Disney characters.
But if you do like one of those four characters, you can pick one.
But I can pick anyone that I want to?
Yes. Oh, as okay. long as it's a Disney character.
I think I have to summon Elsa. Elsa is super powerful. I mean, if I ever have a problem and I need protection, I feel like the Ice Queen herself is definitely the one to call upon.
Yeah. I think that you are the most correct.
But Violet and Belle are both great choices. And we need to show you girls The Incredibles. We haven't done that yet, but I think y'all will both really enjoy it.
Since that person from The Incredibles was in that game and we had really fun being here, maybe we should watch The Incredibles soon.
I think that's a great idea, Joy. All right, we're going to take a break from the episode for just a second to talk about how to play this game. I'm going to do my best to give a good overview of how to play. I'll link, as always, our how to play video that we found online that we think would be helpful. So please feel free to go check that out and come back if you do want a full how to play video before listening to the rest of the discussion. But here is a general overview. So just starting off the top, the way that you win the game is if you complete all your quests, defeat all shadows on the board, and destroy the vortex together. You lose if you cannot reveal a darkness card at the start of the day, or if you reach the last spot on the team health tracker. So what are we doing? Well, we are heroic essences of these four Disney heroes, and we have been summoned into this land to be able to work together. It is a cooperative game, like Faith said in the opening, to try and defeat the shadows in this vortex that's spitting out all these various shadows trying to take over the land. Each hero is going to have a variety of tokens, and it has on the back what you need for the game so that you don't have to go sifting through the rules. It's right there on your character sheet. You'll also decide on a quest for yourself that you have to try and complete during the game. And that goes back to what I was talking about earlier, where every hero has to complete their quest. Typically, you will have other heroes work with you to complete your quest, but ultimately, it is up to you to get it final. And that is one of the win conditions, that make sure that you don't forget about that in the midst of trying to remove shadows. Each hero is going to have four unlocked action tokens and one locked action token in the middle. Once you complete your quest, you do get to unlock that middle action token, and it is typically pretty awesome. The four outside tokens, two of them are pretty similar to each other. In fact, they're pretty much the exact same. They either let you do some movement or let you heal yourself a little bit. The third action is a little bit different for each hero, but it essentially has the same kind of idea where you get to move around the board, but at a faster pace. And typically, you can take other heroes with you. Belle is faster at moving on land, Moana better in the water, Violet, her car can do both, and then Maid Marian has an ability where she can pull heroes to her. And then the last action is a special ability depending on the character. For example, Violet, you know, she has force fields, so she can spend an action on during a battle to say that all damage is canceled for every hero in a battle. So you can move around the board, and then once you've moved to a particular spot, if you move to a spot where there's a shadow, you must stop and take on that shadow. So both characters, or one character, however many characters are there, will roll dice, and they're trying to get more successes than the strength value of the shadow in that particular location. If they don't get what they like, they do get one reroll. If, however, you roll damage against yourself, then you do have to take that damage. And then if you go down to zero, there's no dying in this game, but you do go down on the team health tracker if you ever hit zero. And if you do that a certain number of times, then of course you do lose. Unlike a normal game where players take turns taking their actions, there are no turns. You simply decide together which actions are going to be taken. There's six action slots per round, and there's a predetermined number of rounds depending on the number of players that are playing. At the beginning of each round or day, you flip over a darkness card, which moves the vortex around. It adds more shadows to the board, and then you can decide how you want to try and manage it. There is one particular person each round that gets to be the leader. They essentially get to be the one for that round that gets to make the final decision. That can be a very interesting way of letting the table kind of work together, because what we have found in the plays that we made is that everyone gave their input, but ultimately gave it to the leader to decide what they wanted to do. And that, of course, passes around from day to day. Play continues of moving around, battling, trying to complete quests. And then once you do all of that, everyone has to converge on the vortex together and challenge the vortex, much like you would a normal shadow. But you do have to defeat it twice for it to officially go away and for you to win the game. That's a pretty general overview of how to play. Let's jump back over to the table and continue the discussion. All right, girls, so let's talk about this game. All right, so we've already hinted at it a little bit, but do you girls like this game?
Yes,
I love it.
You love it? What is probably your favorite part about this game?
I think that it's really fun to defeat the monsters.
All the different shadows?
Yeah.
Nice.
I like the brain work, where you have to use your brain to like think which actions that you need to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that a lot. So there's this particular part about the game that was a little bit different than what we're used to with our cooperative games, in that there was one person each round that was designated to be the decision maker. And if you weren't the decision maker that time, then you could give your ideas, but you had to let them make the final call. Did you enjoy that, or did you not like it as much? And we'll start with Faith.
I enjoyed it because when you're not the leader, it gives you more time to think.
Okay. And then did you enjoy being the leader, or did it feel like a lot of pressure?
It felt like a lot of pressure.
Why?
Because you have all these ideas like piling down on you. Again, you have to use your brain work to think about what would be the best choice.
That's true. Joy, what about you, baby? Did you like the pressure of being the leader?
I liked the pressure, but I also liked how I got to be the leader's helper. Because then I could show my ideas and I could help the leader, like, have some tips on what to do.
Yeah, that's really good. What about the action selection system? In sometimes one person got to do a lot of actions and another person might not have gotten to do any of that round. Or it might have evened out where everybody got to do one or two actions at the most. Did you like that way of selecting your actions? Or do you prefer more traditional, everyone has the same number of actions style?
I like the way where one person like gets more actions than another person.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person is helping, but the other person is also helping by sharing her ideas.
Okay, I like that. What about you, Joy?
I like the first one you said, where everybody gets different actions, different numbers of actions, because mm-hmm. then they can do what's important, but everyone else can do what's important too.
So it's more like a group decision instead of individual, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Very cool.
That's what we're both saying, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree. Do you, Joy, we'll start with you on this one. Do you feel like each character is different? It feels very different for each character and their powers?
Yeah, but some parts are the same. Like they each have a 1 to move and a 2 to move, mm-hmm. and they each have a 1 health and a 2 health. Mm-hmm. That's same, but then their abilities are different.
Nice.
And the thing you have to unlock when you complete your missions is also different.
Yeah, the quests are very different, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Faith, what about you?
I think that they have same and different abilities, like Joy said, but also I think that they have the ability to use their different abilities in different ways depending on who's playing them.
Oh,
like I could play Violet once and Joy could play Violet once. We could play the same character, but we could play different ideas.
Yeah, that's true. And that also plays back into what Joy was saying, in that the different quests also determine how you play a particular character.
How I would say that is that we could also just do the same quest and also do different ways to do it, complete it. Like, Joy and I could do the same quest and play the same character.
Oh, yeah.
And could have different ideas how to do the quest and the character.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Awesome job. All right, what about Joy?
What?
Some of the cards had lots of words on them. Were you able to enjoy the game even though we had to read some of the cards and some of the tiles for you?
Yeah, I still enjoyed the game even though you guys had to read it for me. I'm starting to know how to read, but I can't like read big words. So you had to read most of it for me. But I still enjoyed the game.
That's very good. I'm excited to see if that changes for you as you learn to read more.
I was really excited to read my own, but I also enjoyed helping other people read theirs.
Yeah, you did a great job of helping Joy for sure. What about Faith? Did you find this game challenging to learn?
No, I think it's very easy to learn.
Okay.
Because you can pull the game out, read a rule book or watch the video, and then snap, you know how to play, snap, you're ready to play the game.
Yeah, the video was very helpful for sure. Joy, did you find it difficult to learn this game?
Not really. It was kind of hard to play, and it was kind of easy to play. It was hard to win, and it was also easy to win. It's like in the middle.
Okay, but so we'll get to that question about winning in just a second. But do you think just learning how to actually take your actions, that was pretty easy, correct?
Yeah, and hard, like in the middle.
Okay, all right, in the middle it is. Very good. But you think is it difficult to win?
Yes, and it's very easy in the middle too.
Okay, very cool. Faith, what about you?
I think that it's difficult to win.
I would agree. We've lost this game some, and the games that we've won have come right down to the wire with almost no actions left. So yeah, I think it definitely can be challenging. One of the cool things about it is that you can up or lower the difficulty depending on your group. So having that modification is also really helpful.
Remember the earliest time we played? Well, the recent time we played, we were like so close. We just need one more action.
I know. We were so close.
We just needed one more action.
Yep. Too bad.
Too bad.
What about, so this is a brand new game. Right now, there's just the game that we played. But I think there could definitely be a lot of new characters, new quests, things like that, that come down the line to be added to the game. Do you think the game needs more characters, or do you think that the four characters that come in the box are enough?
I think that it would be cool if you could unlock new characters and new quests. So the story keeps going on and on. You still use the new characters, but you can add more and more and more people on.
Oh, cool. Kind of like a legacy game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really fun. I think there is potential for that in this game, if that's something that Ravensburger wanted to explore. That's very cool. Joy, do you feel like this game needs more characters, or do you feel good with the four that you've got?
I agree with Faith. I think it should go more with characters, and I agree with Faith. I also think this game needs a few boys.
A few boys?
Yeah, like girls and boys mixed together, working together.
I see.
Boys should be respected.
Yeah, they should.
All right. Well,
I think
boys and girls should be respected. And if it's a game with all girl characters, that's awesome. If it's boys and girls, I think that's cool too.
Boys and girls are better than just girls because the boys don't get a turn.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, with that, let's move into grading and final thoughts.
Yes.
So, girls,
yes.
Is this game 2 thumbs down, 1 thumb down, 2 sideways thumbs, 1 thumb up, or 2 thumbs up? We'll start with Faith.
I give this game 2 thumbs up.
Nice. Okay. Tell me about it.
Because I think it is a great game. I think that it also is very cooperative. So if you have like a big family like us, we can have the opportunity to work together. So It's basically like, sometimes my sisters and I don't get along. It's like keeping everybody working together.
Yeah.
It's like teaching us how to work together.
Nice. And even Hope, while she didn't always play by herself, she got to play with us and got to join on the fun. And I think she really enjoyed that. So it's really good.
Yeah.
Faith, not Faith, Joy, what grade do you give this game?
I want you to go next.
You want me to go next? Okay. I give this game 2 thumbs up. I think as a family game, as a kid's game, this is really well done. It's really streamlined, easy for families and for kids to learn. There is a decent amount of decision making as you try and figure out how to manage the board because there's more shadows coming into play, which you have to defeat. There's a quest for each of you that you have to make sure and accomplish before the end of the game. And there's this vortex that's roaming around the board making everything worse. I love that it is very tight and that it can come right down to the wire and it doesn't feel overly easy, which was one of the things that I was afraid of when I first heard about this game. I don't know that the art is... the art is great. The minis are okay. I get what they were going for and they're fine because they all have their own color, so it's very easy to spot on the board. But I really don't have a lot of major complaints for this game, so I definitely give it 2 thumbs up as well. Joy, what about you?
I don't have any complaints either.
Dad and Faith, I agree with you. I give this 2 thumbs up. I think it is a great game. I love it. I think it is awesome because you all work together to defeat all the shadows and the vortex, and you're trying to not let darkness swarm over the castle. And I just give it 2 thumbs up.
Nice.
I think the art is great. I love how they made it, and I just give it 2 thumbs up.
I love it, Joy. All right, well, that's all for this week, folks. Thank you so much for listening. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it. Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com or shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find us on BoardGameGeek. All those links are in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing in your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, if that's your thing, and joining the conversation on Discord. All of these heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art and to Anna Snyder who made the music. Join us next week as we head back over to the feature table. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Bye-bye.
Toodles.
Bye.